Coming up, Pastor Pat tells us about putting your eyes upon Jesus, gives some encouragement, and points to God's Word. Morning by Morning is brought to you by His Path Christian Center. Check out hispath.org for more podcasts and videos on Christian living. From Prairie Cottage Studios in Maple Ridge, British Columbia, this is Morning by Morning with Pastor Pat Bryan, Episode 6, recorded October 28, 2012. Put your eyes upon Jesus. Now here's Pastor Pat.
Hello and welcome. I'm so glad you've joined me today. I've been thinking about the purpose of the Christian Women's Health Network and our podcast here, Morning by Morning, and our Facebook group. And, my main heart and goal in all of this is to help each and every one of us get our eyes off of our conditions and put our eyes on Jesus. Amen? I'm just going to read from Hebrews 12, verses 2 and 3. Hebrews 12, verses 2 and 3. Says, let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Consider him who endured such opposition from sinful men, so that you will not grow weary and lose heart. It's a reminder to us, number one, I'll be talking more about fixing our eyes on Jesus. And number two, that we remember what he went through. If Jesus went through so much suffering and hurt, and we need to remember that so we don't grow weary and lose heart of the great plans God still has for our life as we focus on him. When I think of the practical aspects of living with chronic conditions and the things that we go through, I want to say at the very beginning, when we first experience this surprise in our life, this turn, this trial, even the suffering, it is totally normal and natural that we do become focused on what's happening to us. It consumes us because our lives are changed. And so know that if you are in the beginning and you're working through it, just believe that and know that God's hand is upon you. You are working through it and know that you're not alone, that there are many of us who are out there, we're in the same place as you. Some of us are further along on this journey and we can help you. We can help bring you through. But just to know that, number one, it is okay that recognizing that at the beginning it is all-consuming. We're trying to sort it out. We're trying to figure out what's going on. There's just so much happening. But always remember to swing your eyes back to Jesus. If you can't pray for periods too long, whatever your limitations are, give the Lord priority in your day, however you can do it, whether it's in your bed and just saying, Lord, I love you. Thank you that you're with me. Or you can pray more than you pray more. Even if you can't speak, you think it in your head, in your heart. If you know verses or a verse, repeat it out loud or in your head. Have a friend come. Do what you need to do. Do what you can do to get a word in you, to speak to the Father each and every day, for in that is your strength that will begin to rise up. It's your hope that will rise up through these times. Without these times, without those moments, or watching a Christian television show that will encourage you. And even that, when I think of it, we will be providing you with services on the internet and by DVDs. And we will be excited to be bringing that to you in a few months so that you will have a church that you will feel you can attend, that others are attending, who are also perhaps at home unable to attend church, who have conditions that are at this time limiting them. So, you know, with the Lord, we can do all things through this technology he's given us to help, to build our faith, to rise up in new hope. So don't give in to despair. Remember, swing your eyes back onto the Lord. Swing your eyes back. And then there are stages that we go through, stages that we need to go through of grieving losses. And I'll talk about those more. And I will invite you to, in time, for the From Pain to Purpose seminars that we will be making available to you, whether it's through this podcast, whether it's through our services, whether it's that you can attend in person. We want to help you. So that is my message for you today. I never want to make my messages too long. I know what that's like, and I don't want you to get discouraged. I want to encourage you. So as you walk away from this, as you leave this message now, I pray that you will listen over and over to it. I pray that you will take away from it that you need to fix your eyes, to read these verses again, to refocus, and know that if it's been a rough day, this is just today, and the Lord is still with you. We will be praying for you. You can email me, contact me, let me know your needs. We are here. We're asking the Lord to enable us to help you. So God bless you. Please join with me now as I pray with you. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word that teaches us and guides us even in our hard times of suffering, Lord. Oh, how you are there for us, Lord. You are there for us in prayer and in your word through others. We're so thankful. Help us, Lord, we pray. You know where each precious person is. You know what their struggles are at this time in their lives and stresses that they may be facing, Lord. And I just pray right now, by your Holy Spirit, please touch this precious one who loves you and needs you so much. Thank you that you are so faithful, Lord, and compassionate, that your hand, your holy hand is touching them now, that they are being comforted by your presence. Please enfold them, Lord, in the shelter of your wings and strengthen them this day in their mind and their body and their spirit. May they come closer and closer to you, Lord, and know your great love and know the strength that comes through spending time with you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. May each of our faith rise up, Lord. May our hope rise up because, Lord, our hope is in you. And we trust you, Lord, and we love you. And we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And please say with me now, amen. God bless you. Please tune in next time. Bye now.